And we are so glad you were with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We have an exclusive, a very special interview. We are going right now, one-on-one with J.C. Watts, Sooner great, former OU quarterback, four-term Republican congressman. And obviously, we're talking about Deflategate, and it really is, J.C., it is a jolting reminder of how small but bad decisions can be disastrous and they can self-destruct. My question to you is, what have we learned? What are we learning from all of this as a business leader, perhaps as a coach, as a parent? My takeaway is, you know what? Integrity means everything. It is your most important asset.
Well, it's the integrity of anything that we do is important. And now, do we make knuckleheaded decisions? Do we make mistakes? Are we human? I think no question. And I've made dumb choices. We all have made dumb choices. But to sign off and say, or to kind of blow it off and say, well, we're all human, I think we overuse, you know, that excuse. Well, we're only human. Well, I mean, there has to be some trigger in our mindset that says, this will give me an advantage if I do this. And I tell you, Elissa, the only way, will it happen again? It will. Will somebody violate the rules again? They will. Will somebody try to deflate the balls? They will. And you know why they do that in football and basketball and baseball and in business, and why almost everybody in the food chain with subprime mortgages, putting people in homes that they should have been paying, they could afford to pay $500 a month and they were charging them $1,500 a month, and why they were lying about appraisals and escalating prices and all that kind of stuff. It's because people keep score. And I tell you how you could do away with Deflategate and steroids and all the other stuff. Take the scoreboard down in the stadium. Take the scoreboard off the wall in the gymnasium. Take the scoreboard down in the baseball on the baseball diamond. But as long as people keep score, you're going to have people trying to figure out a way to get around the rules, to bend the rules. It's human nature, but nevertheless, even if it is human nature, it doesn't make it right. And there has to be something within all of us, in spite of the knuckleheaded decisions that we make sometimes, to say, how do I do this better? How do I, in our spiritual lives, I'm always saying, Lord, how do I do life better? I don't want to just live and breathe and die. I want to be healthier. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better dad, a better granddad. And if we just keep writing off our knuckleheaded decisions by saying, well, I'm only human. Hey, we're human and we make mistakes. I happen to believe that there are people out there that do life better than J.C. Watts. I want to talk to them. I want to know them. I want to be around them. I want to say, hey, teach me how to do this. I mean, man, how teach me how to be a better dad. Teach me how to be a better business person. Teach me how to be a better coach, how to be a better wife. But as long as we say, oh, we're only human, then, gosh, God help us.
Hey, Sooner great, J.C. Watts with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And as we talk about Deflategate and Tom Brady, does this change your opinion of him as a quarterback? I mean, and his legacy now, do you see it as tainted?
Well, it doesn't change my opinion of him. I understand the mindset and the thinking as to why, why he did it. I hope he'll learn from it. I don't think he's any bad or any worse of a quarterback than he was before it all came out. I honestly don't. I'm a person of forgiveness. My faith teaches me to forgive, but in my opinion, knowing the competitor that Tom Brady is, knowing how hard he works at his craft, my guess, now I'll be criticized for saying this by the other 31 teams fans, but you know today, Alyssa, who I believe the most disappointed person in the world is? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think today he is probably saying, that was so crazy for me to do that and risk my legacy. People will remember that, remember Deflategate, but now people will speculate, well, did it happen before? And the Patriots kind of have that shady perception about them anyway, with, Spygate, now Deflategate, and all the different gates. And they're too good. I mean, that is a very talented football game, even if the footballs aren't deflated.
Right.
They're a very good football team. They're a very good organization. Even with 11 out of 12 deflated footballs, I'm telling you, they're still blocking and tackling and catching and kicking and running and catching. That is still taught at a very high level. And I think probably the Patriots organization today, especially Tom Brady, probably is more embarrassed by it and hurt by it more than anybody. And I would be quite surprised if he's not. Now, he probably won't say that publicly, but let me tell you, when his head hits the pillow at night, he's got to go it alone. And I think there's going to be a time, if there hasn't been, that he's probably said to himself, I can't believe I did that. That was so crazy.
Right. What have I done?
And it doesn't make it any more right either, if you did it yourself. But when you've got, it's still wrong. But you can kind of bear the burden a little easier if you said it was just me that was involved, or I hurt me. But when other people have to cover it up, or other people are involved, that makes it even more painful. So I would be quite surprised if Tom's not totally embarrassed and stung by the whole thing in more ways than one.
I certainly wish I would have dedicated this entire show to visiting with the great J.C. Watts. Athlete, leader, role model, and of course, we got to mention Oklahoma Sooner. What an honor to have you with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, JC.
Look forward to being with you again sometime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.